Good night, radio listeners. I'm Apostle Janice James of Sharma Outreach Movement. Sharma Outreach Movement is a faith-based organization that reaches out to people, taking them from where they are to where God wants them to be, to a place of wholeness, fulfillment, and purpose in Jesus Christ. The aim of our Reaching Out program is to reach out to believers in particular and to the backslider to help them improve their outcomes. By doing what? By improving their relationship with God and their actions so that they can live the new life of a kingdom citizen and get the kind of results they desire in their life so badly. We hope that what we say and do, that non-believers will desire to become believers. Today we continue our topic, Becoming Unstuck. To discuss this step-by-step process with me are Minister Alenia Hendricks.
Good night, radio listeners.
Minister Elizabeth Purcell Sargent.
Good night, radio listeners.
Prophetess Sherri-Ann Ali.
Good night, radio listeners.
Now, you may have heard that there is this saying that nothing will change for you unless something changes in you.
Amen.
So true.
So, yes, we're in agreement with this, very much so. So we are starting off with awareness.
Yes.
The step one, or the first step, is about Christ awareness.
Yes, Apostle, and you know, someone may be asking, well, what is Christ awareness? And you know, Christ awareness is exactly what it is. It is being aware of the Christ who dwells in you. You know, what he has done for you, who you are in him, and what you can accomplish by staying connected to him. Now, this is something that is revealed by the Holy Spirit, and it's what we could call a revelation of Christ in you.
Amen.
Now, we must pay attention to our Christ awareness if we want to strengthen our sense of belonging, for this will help us to build relationships, friendships, oneness, safety, and dialogue with Jesus.
I like that. That is so true.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very true. Yeah. Yes. Amen. And you know, lacking Christ awareness is like a lock, which means you will lack clarity about where you are going. Now, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know where you're starting from, you will discover that you may be spending a lot of energy moving further away from your goal.
True.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That is so true.
Yeah. Yes.
So what is our goal as believers? Now, Jesus says our goal, according to Matthew 11:28, is to come to him for everything. Communicate with him about everything. But why? Because he wants us to be complete in him, not complete in ourselves without him. But is this always easy?
Well, my answer to that is no, 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 definitely no. I can say that I have held on to my rights, to myself, for a long time, because I didn't know how to let go and give it all to Jesus. It's like I was stuck. It was only lately I became aware that I trusted myself more than I trusted God.
My God.
What a place to be. This is why I will always run ahead of him and do things my way, and then only turn to him when I was in some sort of difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted God to fix things so that I could carry on with my way of doing things. Self again. Self,
yes.
Self,
yes.
Self.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I used to do? I would put God down as my workman to help me only when I needed help. Wow.
Shame
on you, Elizabeth.
But you don't have to feel too bad, you know, because I did that same thing with my business. You know, I would say, this is God's business. Everything is about Jesus. But I would go round and round in circles until one day I said, Lord, why it is I'm not prospering? He said, well, because it's your business. You come into work when you want, how you want. You doing it your way. So it's your business. So I let you go ahead, you know. So it's only when I came to the realization that even though I was saying this is God's business, I was still behaving like it's mine.
Yes. Yes.
And it is only when I gave everything over to him that the business made a total turnaround, and now it's going just the way he designed.
Amen.
Amen.
With me, It was my decision making. I will pray about something, and after I find God staying too long to respond, I go ahead on my own business. His late response to me was yes, go ahead. So I used to go ahead and do my own thing. In that way, I will run ahead of God, do my own plans, and always it will always lead me to a dead end.
Whoa. Whoa. His silence telling you yes.
Yeah. Whoa, sister.
You know, and another thing that I used to do when I feel attacked from the outside by people or situations or even my own internal struggles, I would just start to blame myself. So I would examine myself through my eyes, and this would lead me to just start beating up myself and blaming myself for everything that is going wrong. Now, this in itself is self-condemnation, and I could tell everybody this is so unproductive. When our self-awareness leads to self-condemnation, it is the first thing that will upset the completeness of God in our life. Because, you know, in reality, I can't hear God when I'm in that mood. I just go into self mode, and I'm crying. And one time, God even had to send a prophet to reach me because God talking to me, I couldn't even hear. And she had to say, God is right there talking, but you just beating yourself with a sledgehammer and you need to stop. You know, so we're not saying that self-awareness is a sin, you know. But if it is not balanced with the knowledge of who you are in Christ, as it was in my case, it can produce nervous emotions. It could really leave you in a wreck.
And you know, the question that comes to my mind is really to what extent are we aware of the truth? That is, it is never God's will that we should be anything less than being absolutely complete in Him. When we become fully aware of this, then anything that disturbs our rest in Him has to be corrected at once.
Yes.
Now, we are now more aware that such disturbances are never rectified when we choose to ignore them, but only when we come to Jesus Christ.
So yes. True. And I am now aware more than ever that I must never allow anything that divides or destroy the oneness of my life with Christ to remain in my life without facing it, without confronting that thing.
Amen.
And that's what we tend to do. We leave it alone and we just continue.
Yes.
And it just pile up.
Yeah, sweep it under the carpet.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have recognized that I have to be very careful not to allow the influence of my friends or my circumstances to divide my life. I have found that this only serves to sap my strength and slow my spiritual growth. Every child of God must be aware of anything that can split your oneness with Him and would cause you to see yourself as separate from Him. There is nothing as important as staying right with God spiritually.
Amen.
So that's a very key statement. Staying right with God spiritually.
Yes.
Because we all have experienced things that have derailed us.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
You just have something with somebody, you take offense, and you're going off on a bitter tangent.
Yes.
You see, you're not even going to go out to ask for forgiveness.
That's true. Yes.
You just eating that person for dinner.
Lunch too.
Dinner, lunch, and punch.
And that is what causes us to be stuck.
Yes.
That is what is causing a lot of us now to be stuck in that place, because we focus in on the negative aspect of it rather than on the positive side. Because if you have that person would have betrayed you, that person may have done you wrong, and you are stuck in that place for, let's say, 10 years. You are now 40 years old. So forget that 10 years of negativity and focus on your 30 years of freedom in Christ.
Amen.
But that is easier said than done.
That is true.
Because that thing, like a cancer inside, that offense, that unforgiveness, that bitterness, if you don't hold, you just say, come to me. You know, that's what he said. Come to Him. Bring the offense to Him. That's what he says. And when we don't do that, and we get stuck in that place, Ooh, it's like a really like a cancer on the inside of us. So that's why they're saying a lot of diseases are caused by the negativity that we have harbored within our hearts. Because we're stuck in that place. So what is the strategy to staying right spiritually? Question. What is the strategy? He wants us to stay right spiritually. What is the strategy? Is this some big mathematical formula, you know, that we have to put together and get to the end point? No.
No.
It's simple, but simple does not mean easy.
Sure, right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So the only solution is come to me. That's what Jesus said.
Yeah. Wow.
Come to me.
Wow. Yes.
But that's loaded.
Mm-hmm.
Come to me means dropping stuff. Come running to me. Come into my presence. You know, come honor me with your praise and worship. Pour out your heart unto me, not to somebody else.
Yes.
Be still and listen to my response to you. Run into my word. Ask me for revelation. Stop running to other people and run to Jesus for yourself. He's your savior and he wants you to make him your Lord.
Amen.
So radio listeners, we are saying the strategy is to come to Jesus. If we don't know what that means, we have to ask Jesus. But we are suggesting to you that it means go to him and pour out your heart.
Yes.
Go to him and cry out.
Yes.
Talk to him as you will talk to somebody else.
Yeah.
They can help you like Jesus can help you. They love you like Jesus loves you.
True.
Amen?
True.
So go to your Father. So we want you to join us in prayer today as we pray. Let's bow our hearts together. Father, even as we honor your name tonight, we are asking you to produce Christ awareness in us. In 2021, we are asking you to help us to keep pursuing after this goal of living a life complete in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
May we stay connected to Jesus as we obey his word, which says, come to me. So, Father, we thank you for making this possible in our life daily. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
This is Apostle Janice James saying, we are looking forward to reaching out to you on the 2nd and the 4th Saturday of each month. In our next session on the 13th of February, we will continue our topic on becoming unstuck. Together with my team, we say,
Jesus loves you just as you are.
12:49.
12:50.